Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here, been telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Clint, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sturdy's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Today's Dirty Daily is powered by Brent Tips. You know Brent Tips?
You're a fool.
Brent Tips. I do not know.
Do you know Brent Tips? Powered by Brent Tips. He is the owner of Boomer Jacks. I greatly appreciate him bringing Boomer Jacks to the Houston area. This place is absolutely tremendous. There's two locations. There's one in Katy. There's one in Webster. I strongly encourage you, if you're out here now, if you're anywhere near 99 and I-10, I strongly encourage you to come on through and hang out with us. If not, if you can't get to this location, there is one down in Webster. Webster is, I would say, fertile hunting grounds. Get on out there and stop through at that location. Have not been to that location. I'm assuming the layout is somewhat similar, and the vibe is probably somewhat similar. So this is a great place. Right now, we've got a Football Friday broadcast, live broadcast at Boomer Jacks, 1110 Grand West Parkway in Katy. Again, 99 and I-10. I can literally see. They still call that a spaghetti bowl right there when all them highways go up over like that. Is that what y'all refer to that at there when you was coming up, Ron?
Never heard of that.
From the top because all the roads cross. I think that's what it is.
Makes sense.
There is one of those, a small one at 99 and I-10, and I can see it out the garage door here. Come on through. Again, it's a Football Friday. We are giving away Texans Colts tickets, I believe, later in the season. The Colts games. The one good thing about the way the AFC South is rolling right now is the Texans are going to catch the Colts two times late in the season. And if you want to make up ground in the division, the quickest way to do that is head-to-head. And you're going to get them once at their place and once here in Houston. And we're giving away tickets to that game. You have to be on location to win those tickets, courtesy of our Houston area Ford dealers. Also, we've already given away two. We got two more of the Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. You want to get by here, you got to be here to win those. Get a raffle ticket, hang around, have you a drink, see if you can win some tickets or a gift card. Also, we've got giving away a free oil change for my guys up at Tomball Ford.
That's right.
Which you can go up there and find there's a lot of folks out there. While you're up there getting your oil change, you can look at all the new rigs. You got 700 F-150s on the lot right there at Tomball Ford. So big shout out to them. Get this free oil change. Go up there. Take care of the rig you got. And maybe stumble off into something new. Vehicles I'm talking about, Tyler. Relax. Also, there is a Boomer Jacks giveaway going on right now. Download their Boomer Jack app. Register to win tickets to the Lone Star Showdown, the number one rivalry in all of college football, if you ask me. You got to download the app, register there. If you come in here, make sure you ask your waitress or your waiter, and they will get you taken care of. They'll get you downloaded the app. They'll get everything rolling in the right direction for you. But the bottom line is come on in here, and hang out. By the way, Ron, I like to when I see a new menu and I'm at a new place and I check the menu out and there's something a little off the beaten path. Mm. Now, I say off the beaten path. It is a chicken wing or a chicken tender, however you want to couch it.
One of Tyler's favorites.
One of Tyler's favorites. It's Tyler's tenders, man. I find them easier to eat when we're on air and we're moving back and forth. I've really kind of leaned into Tyler's tenders lately. Chicken tenders, not literally Tyler's tender, but the they've got one here, boys and girls. You know I like a dry rub, a good dry rub.
On my chicken,
Tyler.
Keep clarifying, man. I'm trying.
Yeah, there is. They got a dry rub here that is a Cajun Ranch dry rub.
Cajun Ranch.
Right? I don't know that I've ever seen or heard of a dry rub that was a Cajun Ranch.
I don't know that's one I would attack, but there it was.
Well, I'm going to tell you, they're tremendous.
Is it?
They're tremendous. You got to shake a little dust off. A little heavy on the dust, right? But I'd rather shake a little dust off and go to work than get real sloppy while I'm eating. So the Cajun Ranch wing or tender is the way to go. Just putting that out there just in case anybody wants to give it a shot. All right, I told you guys I'm in the middle of what I think is my first, what could become a heated altercation with a neighbor. And it hasn't been heated yet, but old boy pulled one over on me.
Is it the fence?
Well, it started with the fence.
So here's
how we lay this thing out, right?
Been there with my neighbors.
I leave my flip house one night, which is right around the corner from my house. And I'd been working, so I'm leaving, and he's waiting on me. He's in a car with my neighbor, right? And he says, hey, you mind if I take down that fence between our two properties? Because I had taken down a bunch of fence around the front of my place and down the other side. I said, no, I don't mind if you take it down at all. I said, in fact, I think I'm going to throw up a wooden fence down the backyard anyway, so you go ahead and take that down, and it'll help out. I got a tractor. I got everything you need. I said, okay. So I got my septic guys. By the way, I got to tell you about my septic guys. Tremendous. Tremendous. TA Septic Solutions on the east side. If you're on the east side, you got anything to do, you need
tremendous.
Septic. Absolutely tremendous. I mean, killing it.
they take care of their poo for you.
Yeah, whatever, anything.
Really
anything
yourself up with that one,
anything to do septic.
I didn't think I was that hyped.
So I said, yeah, take that fence down, man. Well, I got my guys back there, and you know, when you put it in, we had to put in a new septic. So they dug a hole damn near as big as a swimming pool, right? And so there's a bunch of extra dirt out there. And TA Septic Solutions said, I'm going to spread this all over this yard for you so you ain't got to haul it off. And it'll be. I said, got deal. Get it done.
There we go.
Well, my man that I ran into said, hey, I want that dirt. I got a bottle. I want that dirt. And I said, well, cool. So I told my guy, TA Septic Solutions. I said, hey, I said, don't worry about that, man. My neighbor over here wants that dirt. And I knew when I did it, Ron. I thought, this old boy's going to leave that damn dirt in my backyard, and I don't have the equipment to move it. And I was trying to be a good dude. I was trying to be a good person.
Well, he said he was going to get it himself, didn't he?
I'm going to get it myself. None of that. My man said, I'll get it myself. I said, damn, you know, I thought about that. I said, but I don't have a dump truck. He said, oh, I got a dump trailer, man. I got a dump trailer. I'll get over there. I'll get that dirt. I mean, it's a big mound of dirt. I said, okay. I said, cool. No problem. I watch TA Septic Solutions. I watch them load all this equipment up that would have spread that dirt out and leave my property with that big. And I'm thinking, this is a mistake. Being a good dude is going to bite me in the ass again. I pull up there. Let me go back real quick before the equipment gets pulled off. My man that was supposed to pull the fence up goes over and asks my guys that got the equipment, hey, can you pull all this fence up? I've already talked to Clint. Yeah,
you told me this.
Yeah, Clint agreed with it. I said, no, but go. So I ended up having to pay $400 to get all this stuff pulled up.
You split it with him, right?
Well, no. Yeah, I can't wait to hear where this goes. So I watch the equipment ride off, and I'm thinking, boy, this is a bad deal. I go over there, do a little work this morning, plant a couple plants out, try to do my little landscaping out front, get my spot right so I can sell it. He's next door. He said, hey, I'm gonna get back here. I'm gonna spread this dirt out. I said, I thought you wanted it. He said, well, no, I don't have a dump trailer. I said, He said, I spread it out for you, man. Since I left it, I spread it. And he said, about that tree line, where that tree line was, I get it good cleaned up for you. I got one of these poles, so I get it good cleaned up for you. I got to take care of her yard, so I'll go ahead and take care of all of it. I said, well, that's fine. 30 minutes later, I get a text. Hey, Clint, I'm going to get all that taken care of for you, but I'm going to need $500. $500.
He needs you to hold it down. He needs you to hold it.
I said, I texted him back real quick. I almost called him, but I texted him back real quick. I said, no, sir. I said, look here. I've already paid $400, $500, whatever it was, to get that fence pulled up that you were supposed to pull up, number one. So you cost me $500. I said, number two, you told me you was going to spread all that land, and my cat had the equipment out here, was going to spread it for me. You were going to spread all that dirt. You told me you wanted it. Now all of a sudden you don't want it. Now you want to charge me $500 to spread it.
I don't know how he thought that was going to ride.
I don't know how, man,
I'll go ahead and do that for you, but here, let me hold $500. I
about spit on my phone, man. I was laughing. So I said, man, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I knew when I did it, I said, this is going to cost me money. I did not think he would be the one to come call me and ask me for it. So here I'm sitting here with probably two dump truck loads worth of dirt in the backyard. I ain't got equipment, one, to spread it, and I done told his ass to kick rocks.
So it's just like this?
He ain't even responded, man. But the thing is, I got to see him. Hell, I pulled up over there today, and his truck was in my backyard doing something. Like, I can't avoid him.
It's just gonna have to be a
confrontation, I believe.
Conversation.
He's an older gentleman. I don't want conversation. A what?
Conversation.
That's what I said. Would you?
You said confrontation. No, man, don't make it a confrontation unless he make you get there. What? My man said, "Hey, it sounded like he made it seem like, Clint, I do you a favor. I do it for $500 for you.
No question. Look, here's the deal. Here's what really pisses me off about the whole deal, Ron, be honest with you. I look back and I hit rewind in my mind, you know. He's one of them old boys that been setting me up from jump. The very first conversation that we had, he said, I knew when I left that conversation, I said, well, he's smooth. He is smooth. And I guess he needs a dollar or two because he got me. I don't know.
You for the fence, oh, and he got you.
Well, I mean, a good thing is I needed to pull that fence down anyway, and I got tired of waiting on his ass. But he told me he was going to do it for free. He told me he was going to get it pulled down for the lady. He was going to do my neighbor a favor. And I said, man, boy, I tell you what, but there ain't no dodging that one now.
You're going to have to let Richard go.
How we get here, cuz?
Right there, baby.
That's old banquet beer, one of my yellow jackets, baby.
There it is.
So I don't know. I may get into a little confrontation there, a little conversation.
So text line coming in. Conversation, Clint, not confrontation.
Tyler, how did you handle your?
Don't end up Mark Sanchez in this thing here.
Not get hit with that little old knife, that little old short knife, little switchblade knife.
That man looked like he got pepper spray.
Boy, did you see? They have done released longer video of him stumbling around the city. What was he doing? Have you seen the video?
I have not seen the video.
They got him. This is before he. This is he's just wandering around in front of a pub by.
Dirty Red, real Ron the Show Hughley. Y'all still with us out there at Old Boomer Jacks on a Football Friday? Copy? I don't think they're going to copy, people. Sounds like we lost our connection with Ron and Clint here on The Drive, Sports Radio 610. But a Football Friday is going to roll on here live for the bye week as the Texans head into that very thing. The Drive is live, Football Friday. We'll be right back at these.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Guys, connect.
Back after this message from your local station.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson, Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here in Katy at Boomer Jacks. There we go, and the party's arrived here. Tyler, you may recognize that voice.
Give it to me one more time.
Yeah, you know that voice.
Hey, girl.
He said, hey, girl.
Miss you.
All right. No, make your way on out here, man. Congratulations to our latest winner, as you have a chance to win still multiple prizes, including in the 5 o'clock hour, a pair of tickets to a future Texans game. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, shout out to our Houston area Ford dealers. Those tickets are courtesy of them. And yes, remember, in the house, you have to be in attendance to receive those tickets. If you put your name in our raffle box and you've left and your number gets called or your name gets called, you will not win those tickets. You have to be in the building. We've had some unfortunate situations where people have won tickets and they left, and their name was called, and they did not get those tickets. So do not make that mistake and have those same regrets that others have had in the past. So just wanted to put that out there. I just want to put that out there, just in case you mess things up. All right. Clint, Tyler, text line, you can jump in. Everybody in the building, you can jump in on this conversation as well. Which team? We've talked about the two teams tied for first place at the top of this division, the Colts and the Jags. And we had a conversation of, boy, I don't know, Clint, that we think these guys are just that they're just going to go away and just die. All right, I think the Jags and the Colts are going to be around the entire way, and it seems like that's going to be the case. I would say this to everybody listening. You can jump in on this. Which team, the Colts or the Jags, which teams concern you the most in the South that the Texans have to deal with? The Colts, they're 4-1, and Clint, as you said, they're second in the league in scoring, 32-plus points a game. And then they're third in scoring defense, Clint, at just under 18 points a game. I mean, you're second and third in scoring defense and scoring offense is that's Super Bowl conversation. right there. And their signature win is against the Denver Broncos. Now, outside of that, they played, you know, the Raiders, the Saints. They played some bad teams. And then it's the Jags. They're also 4-1. And their signature, I would say, wins. They played the 49ers on the road and beat them. Then they beat the Chiefs on Monday night, coming back down 14-0 in that game. They're 10th in scoring at 25-plus a game and 22nd in total defense. But they by far lead the league in turnovers with 14 turnovers on the season. Which team concerns you the most? Which team do you think is more believable?
Well, I think they're both believable, but the one that scares me the most in this division is the Colts.
Yeah,
I've always been a firm believer.
It's Daniel Jones now.
Well, no, I know who it is. I know who it is, and I just refuse to judge Daniel Jones off a body of work when the owner of that team comes out and says we have done everything in our power to make sure this guy fails. I mean, I can't judge, and I was not a big fan of Daniel Jones when he came out, to be completely honest with you. So I'm not a Daniel Jones fan. I'm just in a sense of you know, burying a quarterback for something that goes on in New York or Cleveland or you know, places like that, that I just refuse to do it. And so right now, man, I think Indianapolis is for real. I think you know, they're not dependent on, you know, a boatload of turnovers, although they will take them. They're not dependent on it. I've been a fan of Shane Steichen since he was a coordinator with the Eagles. I thought the Anthony Richardson marriage would work out a little bit better, but it didn't. Now he's just got a guy that he can, maybe a lower ceiling guy, not maybe, definitely a lower ceiling guy that he knows that can depend on taking the ball where it's supposed to go. They play within the system, and you're seeing he's committed a little bit more to Jonathan Taylor than maybe he has been in the past. And you're seeing some really, really, really good football out of Indianapolis on both sides of the football. So I got to go with the Colts, man. They both concern me, no doubt, given where we are right now. But
they both feel real, yeah.
Yeah, the Colts are the one because I felt like, you know, you look up, they won 10 games and we had to beat them in week 18 just to go to the playoffs or to win the division. And that was with old buddy, what was his name?
Gardner Minshew.
I mean, that was after they lost their starting quarterback. Now, we now know who the starting quarterback is and what he was capable of or not. But, I mean, this has been a healthy organization, I think, for a long time. And so they seem to be a little bit more real to me than the other.
Yeah, text line coming through, Jags, because they already have a game on us. They've already beaten the Texans.
That's
someone texted
point.
In. Someone else
That's
texted in
point.
The Jags. I'll be honest, man. You're right, and I think there is a fair thought of, hey, man, like, we got to look at their schedule. Like, you know, the Colts, are they really more believable, or have they played the Raiders, the Saints, and the Dolphins? You know, and that is you know what it's about. I would also urge to look at their loss to the Rams, and they could, as you talk about, the Texans could have some other wins. They could easily be 5-0.
Yeah,
that Rams game. I mean, they lost a touchdown in that game because AD Mitchell pulled the demarcado where he dropped the ball before getting in the end zone.
Yep.
And then he got called for a holding penalty that took a long touchdown run back from Jonathan Taylor and a hold he didn't have to do.
Yeah.
But then also on the other side, that Denver game, they got a new life on a leverage call.
Yeah.
That helped them on a field goal. But if you just watch it, they look more real, right? Like the Jags, I mean, 14 turnovers, I don't know how sustainable that is. And I think that's a big part of what, I mean, they have had, I mean, they only had one turnover against the Chiefs. And that was a big one. They took it back 99 yards. But going into that game, three out of their four games, they had multiple turnovers in. Right, like that changes the game. Trevor hadn't really, like, he hadn't thrown for over 200 yards very much this season. So I don't know if that is sustainable. I look at the Colts, like, yeah, I think the opponent has something to do with it, but doggone it, man. That Denver Broncos defense who leads the league in sacks is one of the better defenses that shut down the Eagles in the second half last week. Hey, bro, they couldn't stop the Colts.
Yeah.
Right, the Colts were still doing what they do even against them. I know for me it's hard to believe in either one of these quarterbacks. But I'm with you. I would say the Colts feel more real than the Jags. Jags seem like they're really predicated off turnovers.
Yeah. Well, you know, the beautiful thing for the Texans about the Colts is that we're going to catch them late in the season. And so you catch them later in the season, there's liable to be some injuries. There's more tape out there. More play callers have had a chance to try to decode the defense or the offense, vice versa. You've got more tape. So catching the Colts late could end up being the savior for the Texans. Now the Texans got bigger fish to fry. Obviously they got to get their stuff together and get right and get the season right. But yep. Boy, from a division standpoint, catching them Colts late and being able to make up ground on them like that head to head could pan out to be a real game changer for the Texans to get back in this thing.
Yeah, Jags have a better defense than the Colts. I don't know that is – the numbers certainly don't say that, at least from a scoring perspective. I think what the Jags have done is they've been able to turn teams over. And, I mean, I do think that they are forcing turnovers. I don't want to say that they're getting lucky. But, you know, if your defense is dependent on turnovers as much as it feels like theirs are – you know, I think that is less sustainable than, all right, man, we're giving up 18 points a game. Like, especially to a team that scores the way that the Colts have been scoring at the start of the year. So we'll see, man. They got two teams in front of them that we both feel like are real, that aren't just going to fall apart. But I'm with you. I think right now, just from what we're seeing, the Colts feel a little bit more real. Yesterday we talked about the Astros and all the moves they made, especially now just getting rid of the hitting coaches, catching coach. They made a lot of moves, the trainer and everything. Did yesterday's moves signal to you that Dana Brown and Joe Espada potentially are on the hot seat? Did those moves signal like, all right, man, hey, yeah, because many people say, all right, you start firing assistants, then the next thing to fire is those dudes.
Yeah, look, I think that when you clean house of everybody but your manager and your general manager, I think you're telling them, y'all better make some big swings, some big moves, and you better get it right. You better make some moves, and it better bear the fact that those guys were the reason why we weren't worth a damn, and it wasn't y'all, right? And so, yeah, no, I think anytime – a general manager stays, a manager and a general manager stay in baseball, and everybody else gets canned. Yeah, I would say their seat's hotter than I'll get out.
Yeah,
I think they've been warned. I think it's just like a head coach in football. When a head coach in football fires both of his offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, I think there's a pretty good chance his seat's hot if it don't work out.
And you think it's hot for both? You think absolutely. Dana and Joe? Because I would have thought maybe just Joe, but.
No, I think it's hot for both of them.
They fired Dana's assistant.
Did you see that? Did
they fired the assistant GM? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think both of them are. I mean, if this thing don't start right, and if this next season doesn't go well, yeah, I think both of them get canned.
Yep. They won the division 2 years ago. This past year, they finished in second place. They did have a lot of the injuries. The first time they missed the postseason since 2016. I'll be honest with you, it's crazy to think. I always thought, all right, who's better at their job, Dana or Joe? And I always thought, like, listen, I know Dana's really cocky a little bit and tells it how it is and very confident in himself. But I thought he was the one that was clearly kind of better at his job than the other. But, hell, I don't know now. I mean, you start looking at it, boy, maybe they're a little closer there. There isn't anybody that, like, Jim Crane is like, all right, hey, man, I trust you. And you'll to make the you know to make the other move. That would be interesting though if Dana Brown is on the hot seat and never gets to choose a manager of his choice.
Yeah,
you know, man, that would because Joe he inherited.
Yeah,
Joe,
he inherited all this
basically,
mess.
Yeah, he inherited. Well, I guess maybe he could have picked Joe because he did have Dusty, and I guess maybe he could have gone in a different direction. But I don't know. It'll be interesting. Someone texted in, funny, all those assistants didn't set the roster or the lineup. No, they didn't. They didn't, but as Clint said many times, this is the next step. You've run out of excuses and places to blame. All right, coming up as we continue to roll through here at Boomer Jacks here in Katy. Again, you still have opportunities to win prizes, including tickets to a Texans game coming up a little bit later on in the season and later on in the show, courtesy of our good friends at the Houston Ford Dealers. As we come back, what's the self-scouting? Text in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What things are you looking at that the Texans, coming off their bye week, need to improve upon or just stop doing? We'll discuss that coming up.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Milner just texted me and said, "What's up, cracker?"
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson, Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's an interesting thing to lead us back for break right there. just Tyler just
popped into my brain.
Just popped in. Let's play set. Let's play that one from Seth. That's a fun thing. As we continue live here on a Football Friday, clap it up in the building. There we go. It is a Football Friday here, and we are live here in Katy at Boomer Jacks. Come on out. Have a good time. This is a great spot to start your Friday, your weekend going. And listen, they got a great menu. They've got a full bar with everything you need. They got frozen drinks. I see you, Steven. They got frozen drinks. I've had one.
Ron's already had one of them pink drinks.
I like strawberry, all right? And you're not going to make me feel bad about it.
No,
right?
I don't think you should feel bad about it.
I don't.
I just pointed it out. That's sugar on that rim, ain't it?
I didn't touch it, though. I'm not usually something on the rim, but I didn't touch it. But they got everything you need. They got every single beer, every drink, every liquor. It's all here. So come on out and enjoy yourself and get the weekend started right. All right, Clint, as they get themselves going, as they've been sitting here in the bye week, right? Next week they'll get going and they'll move forward with Seattle. But usually in the bye week, and I've heard this in many places where I've covered teams, where I've talked to former athletes, where I've talked to coaches, that a lot of the bye week is, yes, for the players getting healthy, getting right, but a lot of the bye week is, all right, let's self-evaluate. What things do we need to improve upon? What's something that we're doing well that we need to do more of? What's something that we've tried to make a staple in our team? And, all right, let's just chill. Like, I think 2 years ago, the first year that Bobby Slowick was here, I think at some point in their bye week, at one of their times, they're like, hey, man, we got to chill out on this trying to be this run team that we're not. We gotta shift this around, and we got to hand this thing over to CJ. And I think that kind of went along with their second half. When you look at this team, and you all can jump in, you've got thoughts as well. When you look at this team and you think, all right, these coaches, D'Amico and Nick Cayley and Burke and Frank and all of the coaching staff sit back and they're saying, all right, this is what we're looking at post-bye week. This is the things that we need to improve upon or chill out doing and move on from. These are our strengths that we need to exploit. What do you think they're talking about in terms of self-scouting?
Well, look, I think you got to look at it two different directions on both sides of the ball, right? I think offensively, you've had some really good things going on the last couple of weeks. And so it's more about, hey, what are you doing offensively that's working? And how can we do more of it, right? And I think there's been a couple of major changes. Like the way in which they are handling double teams, whether it's Dalton Schultz in a tackle or it is a guard and a center on a defensive tackle. The way they're handling those double teams is much more aggressively, much more focused on moving the man in front of you before going to the second level of the defense. And what it's done is obviously it's given us more room and space for the running backs to run, and you're getting push up front, right? But what it's done is it's bled into the individuals. As I mentioned, Dalton Schultz. All of a sudden, Dalton Schultz is a guy that's blocking somebody 10 yards down the field on a run play that didn't make 3 yards, right? So that whatever lit the fire under those guys, I think for the last 2 weeks, but really definitely the last week, whatever lit the fire under those guys' ass to get them rolling, I think you got to stick to, number one. Number two, I think it's all about usage on the offensive side of the football, right? I think we've seen a big enough sample size of Houston Texans offensive football right now to know that, one, you don't have a ton of explosive players. You don't have a ton of versatile players. You've got two guys on this offense that just flat out have to touch the football multiple different ways. And it starts with the best player, which is Nico Collins. And I think Nick Cayley did a good job last week of getting him the ball in exotic ways. He had a little speed sweep. He had a screen, I believe. He had a play action bang eight. He had the touchdown over the middle of the field, which moved him around in formation, put him in a bunch formation. So I think you got to do that. Continue to do that with Nico, and even do more of that with Nico, because you're going to be more dependent on Nico the better the opponent gets. And the other one is one that we've talked about at length, and I still think he's been underused is Woody. Woody Marks, the running back. I think you got to find a way to play him more. I think you got to find a way to get him involved in your pass game out of the backfield, and get him with some linebackers, with some safeties on him. Work him underneath as well as have some shot plays for him to get the ball down the field to him. I think it's usage with those two players, and I think it's technique and mechanic driven with the way the O-line has been approaching the run game of late.
Yeah, Woody, that has to be – that has to be a conversation of, all right, we saw what he did against Tennessee. You know, we saw what he has done when he's gotten opportunities.
Yeah.
They've got to make him the guy they're like, all right, man, this is potentially our, because I think he may be their second option right now in terms of explosive plays and guys that you feel like can make plays as a playmaker. He's got to be the second guy potentially there, and I could see maybe themselves saying, all right, let's get to the bye week. But now I think they should have some creative things that they're doing with him, and I think it is the biggest thing maybe that I'm thinking of when I think about what I hope they're having conversations about when it comes to self-scouting. I hope they pull in here and D'Amico and Nick and the entire staff and say, hey, I think for us, in this team at least right now, based off what we watched the last 2 weeks, I think we've got to chill out with the game plan offense. I think we've got to look at, all right, this is what we did. This is what we did well. And this is what we do well. Like, to me, it shouldn't be a, all right, game plan allows us to use Dalton Schultz the way we did to, you know, the last 2 weeks. And if another team does different things, then this week we don't use Dalton. No, I think Dalton's important to have to use every week the way they've been using. I hope that's a turn. I hope game plan doesn't determine if Woody Marks or Nick Chubb gets more carries or touches. I hope that's not the case. So I just hope that they sit back and reflect it and say, yes, you know, what we would like to be down the line maybe is, all right, we are a versatile offense that can flip and flop based off what the defense does. But to me right now, it can't be that, because we've got to find a way to get Nico touches in the spots that he wants it in and that he excels in, no matter what the opponent's doing. Woody Marks, Dalton Schultz as well. So to me, I hope that is something that they look at and say, maybe we're not ready for that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Adding Dalton Schultz, the usage thought of it is big. I don't know that there's a better telltale sign of whether this offense is going to be – whether they're clicking and they're approaching the game the right way, or at least within their identity. I don't know if there's a better indicator than Dalton Schultz early on. I like that. If we flip on the defensive side of the football, Ron, obviously they've been great. There's not a ton there. But I do think that we saw something last game that DeMeco wishes he would have went to against – Tampa Bay and slowed down that run attack. I think what we saw DeMeco do last week was on first down and obviously critical downs was he well, we used to call it a double eagle, right? You put three defensive linemen, like interior defensive linemen in the game. You got one over the center, one over the guard, one over the guard. So you cover all those guys. And then you've got Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, you know, running off the edge. And it, you make it impossible to double team anybody up front. Right, and so not impossible, but damn near impossible to double team anybody up front. And so what that does is that keeps a team from being able to push your D linemen with double teams into the lap of your linebackers, which is a lot of what we saw against Tampa. I think it also makes it very difficult, because it really wasn't as much. After I went back and looked at the film against Tampa, it wasn't as much as, now they did get push and like you can't – they got way too much push.
Yeah.
But I think there was also some pin and pull type stuff that they were doing up front. Tampa was doing that, was taking advantage of our guys penetrating so immediately and so fiercely. And so, anyway, when you put three interior defensive linemen in there, you make it damn near impossible for them to pull offensive linemen, right? And so you – that versus teams, or when teams decide they're going to go run heavy, or when teams start hitting us with runs – I think that is what they're going to go to versus what we saw him go to against Tampa, which was take the nickel defender out, put a real linebacker in, and go 4-3. I think that double eagle front, that five down two linebacker, that 5-2 look, I think is probably more what he goes to than the base 4-3.
Yeah, and because I think that's how teams are probably going to try to really attack them defensively. Is probably trying to run the football, and if they can defend the run the way they did, you know, especially against Baltimore,
yeah,
then I mean that kind of plays everything into their hands with their pass rushers and their secondary back there. That's why, to me, if you would wonder, all right, how are offenses going to attack? What is Seattle probably going to do? They're going to probably try to, if they're going to attack really right in the middle, running the football the way that the Bucs did.
Well, if you can look, every opponent that comes in here, when you talk about our defense, every opponent is going to be smart to try to attack the weak spot, which is the interior D-line. I shouldn't say weak, because it's not weak. The weak point, let's call it that, the weakest point. Because, again, that's the weak point. And what that's going to do is it's going to keep the edge rushers that are elite, arguably the best tandem in the league, it's going to keep them at bay, right? And so, to me, that is what every team, first and foremost, coming in here is going to try to do. Now, you've got your great football teams that are going to – they're going to have a bigger, broader plan to take care of two defensive ends that like to get up the field, and they're going to do some different things. But I think, generally speaking, every week you can expect – the opponent's offense to come in here and go, yeah, we're going to try to run this thing downhill just to keep Daniil and Will from being a problem.
And because they watched Tampa Bay have such success doing it.
Yeah, we've seen it. It's on film. Yeah,
that I think is a big piece. So, yeah, I one thing is I will be very, very disappointed, Clint, if we don't see significant kind of changes. Like, just not – I mean, when I say significant of, like, all right, hey, Woody Marks clearly becomes more involved in the offense in the second half. Or, as you said, like, all right, hey, man, we got to find ways to really make sure we get Nico more – even more involved than he has been here of late. I think there should be a real focus on seeing that. All right, 5 o'clock fire coming up next as we are live here at Boomer Jacks. Come do your thing. Come hang out. He'll be here till 6 o'clock, but there are TVs all over the place. You got some MLB playoffs, some college football tonight. All of that you can enjoy right here in Katy at Boomer Jacks. 5 o'clock fire. That's coming up next.